Ladies and gentlemen, this is your old buddy Ed Ripley over here at Peabody Auditorium in Daytona Beach, and I'm in Elvis Presley's dressing room where one of our girls from DeLand High School is interviewing Elvis. Let's listen in on it.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's what I'm talking about on the stage, really.
Okay. How many cars do you really have?
Four.
Excuse me. Do you like the girls going wild over you?
That's what keeps me in business.
Are you going to shave your sideburns off?
Never.
Is it true that you don't collect stuffed animals?
I don't collect them, no. A lot of people have gotten the idea that I do and have sent them to me, but I mean, I'll keep them if people send them to me, but I never thought about making a collection of them.
Well, are you bothered by anybody who says that they're real good friends of yours now when they didn't even speak to you before?
Nah.
Well, I have another one, but I don't know whether I should ask it or not. Are you a dope fiend?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite what?
Color.
As far as clothes, I like black. As far as cars, I like white.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Elvis, what's this I hear about pink Cadillacs? I mean, I thought you took a fancy to that.
My first one was a pink one.
Yeah.
And I got a kind of a sentimental feeling about it.
Well, tell us, Elvis, just how did you get your start in the entertainment world? I understand you were in Memphis and signed up with Sun Record Company. Just how did you get your big break?
Well,
you want to do that on the
front? Let me see now. I've told the story so much, I'm getting confused. When you come back here?
We'll hang it up. Elvis is signing one of his pictures here right now. We're pretty busy here in the dressing room here this evening. And we've got movie cameras and autographs and everything else going around here.
Knocking on the window.
Yeah, we've even got some people out here knocking on the windows. Well, let's get
in. I'm ready now. Now, ask me that question you asked me.
How did you first get your start as a recording artist and everything?
Well, I started out in Memphis. I started out making records. I made one record, and it kind of caught on, and I...
What was that first record you made?
That's All Right, Mama, in Blue Moon, Kentucky.
Uh-huh. And how did you go about getting your contract with RCA Victor?
RCA Victor just bought my contract from Sun Records. I didn't have much say-so over it. Although I am glad they did, you know.
Yeah, I guess it did kind of help, big label and everything. Well, one more question, Elvis, before we sign things off here. Of all the records you've made, both on Sun and on RCA Victor, what one do you think you like best personally?
I like Don't Be Cruel probably better than any I've made.
Well, I think I'm inclined to agree with you. And Peggy over here, she kind of likes Don't Be Cruel, too. And
I like Peggy.
Well, how about that? That's quite a ring, huh? Folks, Elvis has got looks like a horseshoe there with diamonds in it.
Yes, sir.
And that's on his right hand, on his little finger with his left hand. What is that there?
Black sapphire.
Oh, that's neat.
By the way, you know what your next record's going to be for RCA?
No, sir, I don't
want to give out that kind of information.
Well, if I knew, I'd tell you, but, you know, I haven't made anything.
That's right.
Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel just came out, and I haven't made one since then.
I hear you're going to get a golden record for those two sides. Is that right?
I get a gold one for Hound Dog, and I get one for I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and one for my album.
The album sold a million, too, huh?
Yes.
Well, by golly. So when do you think your next release will be out? After your tour is over around the country here? Wow. Somebody just broke a window here in Elvis's dressing room. Getting back to you, Elvis, just one more thing. When do you think your next release is coming out?
It'll probably be... I'll let him out the window. It'll probably be a couple of months yet.
Uh-huh. Well, Elvis, been mighty nice talking to you, and... And all the fans over on the Date of Music over here at WJBS will really appreciate you giving them a little word there. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.